Today's scripture reading is from God's word as it is proclaimed. It's taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38.
今日经文是来自路加福音1章26到38节.
The worship leaders will read it only, first in English and then in Chinese.
只有带领的读 先读英文，再读广东话。
Please follow along, reading silently.
请睇投影片上边嘅经文。
Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
路加福音1章26到38节，正系带领人读。到了第六个月，天使加百列神差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城叫拿撒勒，到了一个童女那里。 已是已经许配为大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对他说：蒙大恩的女子，我问你安。主和你同在了。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。天使对他说：玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩。 你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要作雅各家的王，直到永远。他的国也无穷尽。玛利亚对天使说：我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说：圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你。 因此所要生的圣子必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕6个月了。因为出于神的话，没有一句不带着能力的。 玛利亚说：我是主的侍女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离他去了。As
God's word was proclaimed, as it says in Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. And at this time, Reverend Jin Chung will proclaim God's word and his message, bring forth his message, Christ, the only mediator.
今日郑正元牧师为我们带来一个信息，就是基督是唯一的中保。
Good morning, church.
各位早晨。
Welcome to Grace Church.
欢迎来到恩约堂。
This Sunday is something that we will try bi-monthly called Mission Sunday.
咁啊，今日系我哋会尝试系每两个月做一次系我哋所谓嘅差传嘅主日。
We have about six to seven missionaries that we support financially with spiritually.
咁我哋有支持緊六至七個嘅宣教士，我哋用經濟同埋係祈禱去支持佢哋。
And that we would join them as we hear how they're doing, as well as pray for them during the announcement.
咁我哋喺講報告嘅時間咧，我哋會聽下佢哋做緊啲乜嘢，或者我哋為佢哋去祈禱嘅。
My name is Pastor Jin here at Grace Church.
咁我係呢個教會嘅牧師，我叫鄭振元。
The head of this church is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God.
咁呢个教会嘅头咧系耶稣基督，系神嘅独生子。
And he is using the proclamation of the word to grant us his grace and benefits of being in him.
佢系藉住我哋宣讲佢嘅话语，系俾我哋有恩典，让我哋从佢里边系得到益处。
For that reason,
因住咁嘅原因。
This ordinary way of proclaiming the word of God,
咁呢个宣讲神话语嘅方式
，participating in the Lord's Supper,
喺主嘅圣餐里边一齐参与
，and to lift up our prayers in the name of Jesus,
系藉住耶稣基督嘅名，我哋举起我哋嘅祷告。
I want you all to know,
我希望你哋知道
，that I am very glad you are here today.
我好高兴你今日喺呢一度。
That you are here to worship our God the way He has instituted us to worship Him.
你喺呢度去藉住佢教导我哋嘅方法去敬拜佢。
And I also want you to know.
我哋都想你知道。
That you are welcomed here.
你系受欢迎嘅。
If you're joining us this morning online,
咁如果你网上边同我哋参与嘅时候咧
，I highly encourage you to join us in person.
我鼓励你去同我哋系实体嘅嚟到。
Because there's no way you can partake the Lord's Supper unless you are here in person.
因为咧，你只有系喺呢度实际喺呢度嘅时候咧，先至可以参与呢个圣餐。
And I want to encourage you. You don't have to be perfect to come to the church.
我都想鼓励你，你唔需要做一个完美嘅人先至可以嚟教会。
You can come as who you are.
你嚟就系做你自己。
With your problems,
将你嘅问题带嚟
How big, how small,
无论大与小
because our Lord Jesus Christ will give you the peace and rest that we can only find in Him.
因为我哋嘅主耶稣基督会将只有佢先至揾到嘅平安安息俾你
As we have that as our background, why don't we take a moment to all stand up and greet one another in the name of Jesus?
我哋起立去同大家周围嘅人先打个招呼，藉住耶稣基督嘅名。
Now we are now in the fourth, already a fourth sermon on the Apostles' Creed.
咁你今日系讲紧呢个使徒信经嘅第四讲。
And today we'll look closely at the two natures of the person of Jesus.
咁我哋今日会好小心嘅睇耶稣基督两个嘅特质。
As the Apostles' Creed confess, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
好似《使徒信经》所讲，耶稣基督系因圣灵感孕。
And he was born of the Virgin Mary.
由童贞女玛利亚所生。
Would you join me in a word of prayer?
让我哋一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence humbly.
天父，我哋谦卑嘅嚟到你面前屈膝。
May your word be preached, and your word be preached alone.
愿你嘅话语系被宣讲，系唯独系你嘅话语。
That we would receive your spirit as only teacher.
愿我哋接受你嘅圣灵为我哋唯一嘅教师。
And that today, in this very morning, our supreme concern may be your greater glory. In Jesus' name we prayed, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求, Amen.
Well, last week we saw that the Christ was the exact image of invisible God.
上个礼拜我们讲到耶稣是那个未可见之神的本体的真像。
And he came to solve our problems, but more than that,He came to restore our relationship with God.
祂来到去解决我们的问题，但更加多的就是说，祂将我们跟神的关系修复。
And the end goal was to glorify God.
而最终的目的是荣耀神。
So we heard that as a Christian, avoiding sin or getting into heaven is not our end goal.
所以作为基督徒，我们小心不去犯罪和上到天堂，这个不是我们至终所关注的事。
But to borrow a theologian Gerhardus Voss's word,
这一个神学家杜哈道斯的说话，
It is with the full realization of what Adam and Eve would have achieved,
就是完全去体验到亚当和夏娃本身可以成就到的，
which is the highest freedom that we receiveTo do good only.
就是说最终的自由可以选择去唯一是做好的事。
There's no option to do evil.
是没有选去做行恶的事。
We are so in deep relationship with God, there's only one option in our life, which is to do good and please God.
我们在跟神的关系，最深的关系的里面，我们唯一要选择的就是说行神所喜悦的事。
And we also saw that because all things visible and invisible were created by, through, for Christ,
我们都看到说所有受造之物呢，都是藉着耶稣基督，由耶稣基督和为耶稣基督而做。
And he's the one who sustains all things by the power of his word.
他也都用他权能的话语呢，去维系一切。
Our success as a Christian is not measured by this worldly standard.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们的成就不是靠着这个世界的标准去衡量。
So our success in this life here on earth is not measured by money or success or stability or even inner peace.
我们的成就不是在乎于我们赚多少钱，我们的工作多好，我们间屋有多漂，我们有几开心的家庭，或者我们内心里面有几平安。
But they are measured as a Christian by God's will and His kingdom alone.
因为我们这些都是只是藉由神自己的旨意和他的国度去衡量。
Today we'll address the question of how did and why did Christ, our only mediator, being the Son of God, being God Himself,became a man.
我们今天要去回答这个问题，就是说耶稣基督他作为自己本身是神，作为唯一的中保，他为什么要成为人呢？
This specific part of the Apostles' Creed affirms two things.
使徒信经的这一部分去确定了两件事。
That the Son was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
这个儿子耶稣基督是藉着圣灵去感孕。
And yet he was born out of, or born of, Virgin Mary.
而是藉着童贞女玛利亚所生。
That would tell us that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, for therefore he is God.
因为他藉着圣灵去感孕，所以他是神。
And yet, because he was born of the Virgin Mary, he is also a man with substance of a human being.
由童贞女玛利亚所生，有人的特本质，所以他是一个人。
Now, if you have ever thought about this, I would encourage you to look into what the Westminster Divines have written, such as shorter catechisms.
咁如果你睇，我鼓励你要去睇西敏寺小信仰问答当中嘅问题。
Shorter Catechism number 22 affirms this, that Christ, the Son of God, became man.By taking to himself a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary and born of her, yet without sin.
咁西敏子短信又问答第22问，佢话个答案就系话，神嘅儿子基督成为人，乃系取人实在嘅身体同埋理性嘅灵魂，藉住圣灵嘅能力喺童贞女玛利亚嘅腹中成胎而生，但系没有罪。
Now, if that was too long of a sentence for us to digest this morning, let me give you a cheat, key code.
咁如果你觉得呢句说话好长嘅时候咧，让我去简化佢。
It is, Book of Philippians, Epistle of Philippians, chapter 2.
咁喺腓立比书嘅第二章。
There we read that Christ becoming man is a special act of Jesus.Humbling himself down.
佢哋讲到话耶稣基督系道成肉身嚟嘅时候，系佢自己嘅选择，佢嘅行动系成为人。
But in other words, it was the initial act of Christ putting himself into a state of humiliation.
佢系将佢自己去谦卑落嚟，去成为人。
Although Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is co-eternal and co-equal and of the same substance as God the Father.
但是这个神的儿子他本身是神，他和神是一起，和神是同等的，他同有神的特质，和父神一样。
He emptied himself of all of that.
他将自己倒空，谦虚。
And took upon him a form of a servant, even though he's the king of the kings.
纵使佢系万王之王，佢取咗呢个奴仆嘅形象。
And he entered into a lower or lesser, greater state of his being.
佢将自己去谦卑落嚟，取一个更加低嘅位置。
But we remember, don't we all remember in Genesis 1:2-3 the tragedy of Adam and Eve who wanted to be like God?
我哋记翻就系话亚当同夏娃喺创世纪第一二三章里边嗰发生嘅悲剧，就系话佢哋想去成为神。
Remember, there were a time where Adam and Eve were not sinned yet.
记得佢哋犯罪之前咧，佢哋无罪嘅。
And God gave them the covenant of works to obey His commandment not to eat this fruit from this tree.
神去命令佢哋唔好去食呢棵树上嘅果子。
So they were in a state of they can do good, but also there's a possibility that they could choose to do evil.
即係話佢哋可以選擇去做行好嘅，亦都有一個機會就係話佢哋行惡。
But what is interesting is this.
但係有趣嘅地方係咩咧？
As the one who is being created in the image of God, and as the one whom God declared to be very good,
一個啊藉住神嘅形象所做嘅人。同埋係被神所宣稱為好嘅。
These image bearers of God, these very good, according to God's standard, created beings, somehow desired something that is lesser good.
呢個被神所造有住神形象嘅人，同埋被神宣稱係好嘅時候，但係佢哋去選擇去做一啲唔好嘅嘢。
They were.Before the sin had happened, so they were even greater state in as the image bearers of God.
佢哋喺犯罪之前咧，系一个更加高嘅位置。
But somehow in their heart, there was this enigmatic desire to want something that is not perfect or very good as God has declared, but something lesser in condition than being very good.
但是他们在心里面呢就是有一个渴望去揀去选择一些更加 低下的东西，去选择做一些不好的东西。
Because they thought obeying God would bring them down, and doing their things on their own would bring them up to be God.
因为他们以为呢去信服神的时候呢会将他们的、状况会拉低，但是去做自己想做的东西的时候呢就可以将自己提升去到神那里。
What about Jesus, our mediator?
但耶稣基督作为我们的中保又怎样呢？
You know, Paul describes him as the second Adam, and there's a reason to that.
保罗形容耶稣基督是第二个亚当，这个是有一个原因的。
Jesus made himself to be in lower condition, to be in a lesser degree than who he is truly as the Son of God.
耶稣基督将他原本的位置去降低，比起他原本作为神的儿子一个很低的。
Not because he could be like God, like Adam and Eve.
唔係話佢只係想可以去好似亞當夏娃一樣想成為神。
He desired something that is ultimately an exhaustively lesser degree than who he is as who he was in the Son and the Holy Spirit and the Father.
就係話佢揀咗係一個比佢原本作為一個三位一体的神第二位的圣子这个位置更加低微的地位。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary to save us so that we can become more like Christ, the Son of God.
他由圣灵去感应，藉着童贞女玛利亚所生，去拯救我们，以致我们能够像耶稣基督神的独生子。
If we can say that Adam and Eve, their act of choosing something that is of lesser degree is for a selfish reason.
如果我哋话亚当夏娃去拣去行佢哋自己所渴求嘅嘢，系一个为住一个自私嘅原因嘅时候
，Our only mediator Jesus Christ chose to degrade, analogically speaking, to become like one of us, to lift us up, to be equal. Sorry, to be more like God.
耶稣基督去选择一个人的样式，好像我们一样的时候，他就要去将我们去提升去到神那里。
And therefore he had to be conceived by the Holy Spirit.
所以他一定要由圣灵所感应。
At the fullness of time that God had appointed before the foundation of the world.
在万世创世以先，神已经命定了这个日子。
This is the fulfillment of Genesis 3:15, that the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman would clash.
这个就是创世纪第三章十五节所预言的，就是说蛇的后代和女人的后代是互相争斗。
Now, Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, but what does that mean?
那耶稣基督由圣灵的大能所感应，这个是什么意思呢？
Well, first, it's a miraculous intervention that is outside of the productive or a generative power of physical nature.
这个是一个奇迹的介入，是在所有的自然界的能力之外。
Think of it like this.
去这样想一下。
The conception of Christ is ascribed to the power of the Holy Spirit in today's message.
今天的经文信息就是说耶稣基督的受孕是藉着圣灵的能力。
It was not ascribed to Joseph, Mary's husband.
不是因为玛利亚丈夫约瑟。
It was the power of the Holy Spirit that the Son of God became man in Virgin Mary's womb.
是圣灵的能力将神耶稣基督成为人，在玛利亚童贞女玛利亚里面所生。
But you know, Bible is such a beautiful book.
圣经是一个很美丽的书。
Because when you look at it, it wasn't just at his conception that the working of the power of the Holy Spirit is visible.
不是说只是单单是这个受孕是看到圣灵的能力。
We also read in his resurrection in Romans 1, the power of the Holy Spirit was ascribed to the very evidence and the working of resurrection of Christ.
因为在罗马书第一章，我们也都看到耶稣基督的复活，也都是因为圣灵的大能。
The first act of creation, as well as the act of regeneration or renewal of us into a new creation, are both ascribed to the power of the Holy Spirit.
创造世界的这个能力，同埋在耶稣基督的复活，这个再造的能力，亦都是因为圣灵的大能。
For that reason, as we were created by God breathing into us His breath, the Ruach,
因为这样的原因，神的灵吹这口气的，这口气就是这个灵去到人的人身上。
We are to be resurrected in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们也要藉着圣灵这个能力在耶稣基督里面去复活。
So there is, in a very definitive sense, there is a connection between the creation account we read in the book of Genesis, as well as resurrection of our Lord Jesus and our resurrection in Jesus in the future.
所以在创造的里面，圣灵的能力和在耶稣基督复活和我们将来要复活当中，亦都是有圣灵的能力在当中，这个、是一个联结。
But for us this morning, we can say that the central purpose, the key workings of the power of the Holy Spirit in his involvement in Jesus' incarnation is sinlessness of Christ.
但今天早上我们所说的就是说耶稣圣灵的能力在耶稣基督的身上，是因为他是来的时候是一个无罪的人。
In other words, he was to be conceived by the Holy Spirit because he had to be born as a sinlessness, perfect human being.
换句话说，他要由圣灵去受孕，因为他生出来要是一个无罪的人。
Let's walk through each step together.
让我们每一步去看看。
Since the fall of Adam and Eve, for all human beings descending from Adam by natural generation are conceived and born into sin.
因为亚当和夏娃的堕落之后，所有的人，所有的后代生出来，都是生出来就是一个罪人。
We can call this, we call this in our Christian circle, we call this the original sin, which is our inability, our incapability to keep God's law for all of it.
我们基督教称这件事为原罪，因为我们生出来，我们不能够靠着我们自己去守神的律法。
At the fall of Adam, all human beings coming after Adam, now born with this corrupted human nature that is not necessarily wanting to reflect God's glory.
在亚当之后，所有生出来的人都有这个已经是腐败了的本质，他们不想去行神的旨意。
And since we were born with this original sin, and I don't have to persuade you that, I just watch my kids in the back.
因为我们生出来已经有这个原罪。
They are 1 or 6 months or a year and a half, and they somehow, nobody taught us how to lie, but they're now lying to me.
咁你可以睇下我嘅女就知道啦。无论佢几大几细个，冇人教佢点样讲大话，但系佢哋开始去向我讲大话。
When I looked at my wife, when that happened, we went, "That's the original sin."
咁我去当咁样发生嘅时候咧，我问我太太，我话呢个就系原罪咯。
Since we are born with this original sin,
因为我哋生出嚟有呢个原罪
，we are inherently unable, impossible to produce a clean thing out of a uncleanness.
因为这样的缘故，我们本质上不能够在一个不洁的东西里面将一件让清洁的东西带出来。
Therefore, since a clean thing cannot come out of uncleanness,
因为不洁当中不能够带出清洁的东西，
unless they're washed by the external help from outside,
除非有一个外在的力能够将它去清洁。
For Christ, our perfect mediator to be a sacrifice without spot to God, he was supposed to, or he had to be not inherit this universal corruption.
因为耶稣基督作为这个中保，他要一个是无瑕疵的代罪的本身，所以他来到，他要是一个无罪的人。
So the chain of natural generation after generation has been cut through, been broken by intervention of the power of the Holy Spirit in the birth of Jesus.
所以人一代一代落嚟嘅时候，系去到耶稣基督嗰度，藉住圣灵嘅能力，耶稣基督生出嚟系无罪。
In other words, the Holy Spirit's intervention at the conception of Christ sanctified the conception itself.
所以耶稣基督生出嚟。是藉著聖靈的能力讓他自己是成聖。
And that would result in a holy thing that was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from all other sinners of this world.
所以他來到的時候是無罪的，從這個世界其他的罪人裡面分別出來。
Had Christ been conceived in the ordinary way of mankind,
如果耶穌基督是藉著一個普通人受孕的方法是成人的時候，
through Joseph,
藉著約瑟，
He would have been inherently sinful like us.
他生出来就会好像我们一样是有罪。
And thereby he would be disqualified from being and serving as the perfect high priest and perfect sacrifice for our sin.
佢就唔能够代表我哋成为呢个大祭司呢个完美嘅祭牲，为咗我哋嘅罪。
Verse 35 in today's passage shows us that the angel tells Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, already Holy, the Son of God."
今日睇嘅经文第35节，佢话圣灵要临到你身上。至高者的能力要任备你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
The role of the Holy Spirit, if you can get one thing out of this sermon, on the role of the Holy Spirit, is that it sanctifies us.
如果你听到呢个讲到，你要听到一样嘢，就系话圣灵嘅工作就系使我哋成圣。
Because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, that sanctified his conception and his life and so forth.
因为耶稣基督受孕是藉着圣灵的能力的时候，使他是成圣。
Christ took man's nature with all the essential properties and common infirmities thereof, yet without sin.
他说，他取了人性，并且具有人性一切的本质，以及人通常会有的软弱，只是他是无罪的。
The sinlessness birth, the conception of Christ,qualify Jesus to be the high priest who satisfied God's judgment and wrath towards the penalty of sin.
因为圣灵的缘故，耶稣基督的受孕，使他生出来是无罪，以致他能够满足神的要求，成为一个完美的祭牲，去为罪献上。
This is not some kind of idea that we are inventing this morning. This has been recorded in the history of the church.
这个不是我们去人自己想出来的一个想法，而是一路教会下来流传下来的。
I mean, the Apostles' Creed, the confession that we make, is about this, the conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
这个使徒信经所讲的就是这件事，耶稣基督由圣灵所感人，藉着和精女玛利亚所生。
The Holy Spirit sanctifies, and sanctification begins when we are justified.
耶稣基督，当我们是称为义的时候，圣灵就在我们身上开始成圣的工作。
Therefore, when we were justified, we are in Jesus Christ, who is holy and without sin, and therefore we are also once for all sanctified, though it is progressive in nature.
所以我们在耶稣基督的里面的时候，我们成圣的功夫是一个慢慢一步一步的。
Now I want to be a little theological here today, so please bear with me.
我们会讲很多神学的，所以大家忍耐一下。
Now it is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who was the agent in which the Son of God was conceived in the Virgin Mary's womb.
圣灵这个作为三位一体的神的第三位，他直至他耶稣基督是在玛利亚的体内是成人。
However, it is the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, who actually took on himself the human nature without losing his divine nature.
但是耶稣基督这个第三位一体的神的第二位神的独生子，他将自己是摆下来是成为人的样式，而没有拿走神自己的本性。
In other words, it is not the Father begetting the Son in time, because the Son is already eternally begotten.
这个不是说神去在一个时间的里面将耶稣基督生出来，因为耶稣基督从永恒的里面已经跟父神一起。
But the eternal Son taking to himself human nature. So therefore his personhood is ever more eternal. Yet his nature of his humanity is now being manifested in his human nature.
所以神的独生子将这个人的样式去带上来的时候，本身耶稣基督在永恒里面已经在这里，但是这个人的本质耶稣基督现在去显现出来。
Easily put, in simple way, we can say that therefore,what the world encountered in the incarnate Son is the humanity of Jesus. So what the world encountered was his humanity.
简单来讲，就是说这个世界所面对的这个神的独生子所见到的是耶稣基督人的本性。
But with whom the world encountered is the divine Son of God.
但是是哪一个去面对这个世界呢？就是说神耶稣基督是神的儿子，他这个的身份。
Please bear with me. I'll take one more step further than this.
我们再讲一次。
Now we call this dual natures of Christ's humanity and divinity are made possible in this a concept called the hypostatic union.
我哋讲到耶稣基督佢呢两个本质，呢、这个人同埋神嘅本质，我哋所称之为嘅一个本体嘅联合。
Now the hypostatic union is the union of the two distinct natures, the Godhead and the manhood, in the one person of Christ, and that is without conversion, without composition, nor without confusion.
就係話呢個本體聯合係乜嘢咧？就係話兩種嘅性質，人同埋神喺耶穌基督一個人嘅裏邊。他不需要做任何的转换组合，或者不需要混淆任何的事。
And Jesus, the only mediator between God and man, had to be necessarily conceived by the Holy Spirit because of the sinlessness conception.
我们说耶稣基督作为这个中保，他要去生出来是无罪的，因为 他需要是无罪的身份。
And because of that specific conception by the Holy Spirit, qualifies Jesus to be the perfect sinless and holy sacrifice and priest.
因为由圣灵去感应，以致佢有呢、这个质素，佢有呢个本质，系能够成为一个完美嘅祭牲，系为罪去献上俾神。
As God Himself, He alone can take upon the sins of the world entirely once for all on that day of the cross, that He could bear the weight of it. As a human being, He would not able to.
因为他作为神的本质，他能够将世界上的罪在十字架上面那一天是摆在他自己的身上。如果作为人的时候，他不可以做到。
But as man, he perfectly obeyed the law in his righteousness, which he then imputed to believers.
但是作为人，他完美的去顺服了神，履行了神的律法，以致佢能够将佢自己呢个公义咧，系归喺人嘅身上。
Because Jesus is Son of God，
因为耶稣系神嘅儿子。
Because He is the second person of the Trinity and made or took upon flesh without sin，
因为佢系三位一体嘅神嘅第二位，佢能够将呢个肉身去摆喺自己嘅身上，系无罪嘅。
His death is efficient。
他的死是有功效的。
And it is worth, when worthy to save us.
是能够去拯救我们的。
And this happened because he was both human, perfect human, and God, the second person of the Trinity.
因为他同时是一个完美的人，同时是神的儿子，独生子，三位一体的神的第二位。
Now this means that we firmly uphold the view that Jesus was truly human, not only his appearance, but in his substance, with all essential human properties and common infirmities that you and I have.
即是说我们是确定了耶稣基督的里面有两个完整无缺，两个相异的性质，神性和人性。
In the person of Jesus Christ, the Godhead and the manhood were inseparably joined together in one person without conversion and confusion.
在耶稣基督里面，人性和神性，它是不可分割的，结合在一起，是没有转化合成或者任何的混合。
And he was also a truly human with reasonable soul and body.
还有他是作为一个人，是有人一个理性的灵魂和身体。
This affirms that Jesus also experienced and participated in human experiences of everyday life.
也就是说耶稣基督在他在世的日子的时候，他都经历着人所经历的事。
That includes limitations we have.
包括我们所有的限制。
And vulnerabilities inherent to a man created from the dust.
是的，我们有，我作为藉着尘土所做的人，他所有那种的軟弱。
What does that even mean, Pastor Jen?
問牧師咩意思呢？
Conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary must be two essential or ontological framework for salvation to be effective.
藉著聖靈感應同埋藉著童貞女瑪利亞所生呢樣樣嘢，一定要同時嘅存在，以致佢嘅救恩是有功效的。
Hence, now we arrive at the second point of the sermon today. Jesus was born in the womb of the Virgin Mary of her substance.
跟住我哋讲今日嘅经文，讲到嘅第二点就系话耶稣基督系由童贞女玛利亚所生，个特质系乜嘢？
What we affirm by this part of the confession is that Jesus Christ's humanity was a physical reality, that he was genuinely born of a human mother.
呢个使徒信经喺呢度所讲嘅就系话耶稣基督系真系由喺呢个人嘅肉身玛利亚里边所生出嚟。
That would allow him to experience human birth, human growth, human obedience. There's no disobedience, by the way. And life ensuring that nothing pretend about his humanity. It is real, and he was physically real human.
即是说呢，他是真的在肉身上是真的一个有血有肉的人，他有人的经历，但是他不会有半逆神，他能够去遵从神。
Christ to be the mediator for you and I, he must be truly human. According to 1 Timothy 2:5, the men of Christ Jesus.
根据提摩太前书第二章里边讲到话，耶稣基督要作为一个中保，佢一定要系一个人。
But even though Jesus took on man's nature, he was yet without sin.
纵使耶稣基督有呢个人性，但系佢系冇罪嘅。
However, he did experience human weaknesses such as weariness, sorrow, temptation, even tearing up.
但系佢亦都有人嘅懦弱，譬如系饥饿，譬如系哀伤，甚至乎系流泪。
He experienced all of that like any other human beings. Yet he was morally, physically, emotionally, or mentally impeccable.
但系佢系纵使佢有呢个任何经历，但系佢喺理性上、情感上边咧，佢系无可指责。
With that all to That being said, what I wanted to share with you is that he is the one and only, who is born outside of that natural, degraded, distorted generation from Adam until today, or until forever.
但是他是在亚当一路下来，已经是受到这个罪的污染的后代里面所生出来，但是他自己是无罪，他都没有犯罪。
In that sense,He is the beginning of the renewed, restored humanity as the second person, as the second Adam, our federal head.
即是说呢，他自己由他那里开始，他作为三位一体的神的第二位神的第二个亚当，他开始一个新的重新修复了的人性。
If Christ had been conceived by Joseph, then he would have been another human under the first Adam.
如果耶稣基督是由约瑟所承认的时候，他只不过是其另外的一个人。
And we wanted to look at those people who thought otherwise and refuted this idea that Jesus had this truly 100% humanity and truly 100% divinity without confusion, conversion, and composition.
我们就会看看有什么其他人去反对耶稣基督有一个完全的人性、完全的神性同时的存在。
And one of them is called Arianism, the other is called Adoptionism.
咁有兩個嘅説法，一個 Arianism 同埋一個 Adoptionism。
Against Arianism and against Adoptionism, we affirm the full divine nature of Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary。
佢哋話咧，耶穌基督係藉住童貞女瑪利亞所生，有完全人性呢樣嘢。
And we reject the notion that the Son of God is merely a creature, willed by God the Father 2 millennia ago.
他们说呢，在2000年前只不过这个耶稣基督呢是由神所做出来的。
In other words, when we confess that Jesus, the Son of God, is conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary,
所以呢，当我们承认耶稣基督是藉着圣灵感孕由童贞女玛利亚所生的时候，
we're denying the idea that Jesus somehow has become a superior man like God by virtue of his obedience in his life.
即是说呢，我们拒绝了那个想法，就是说耶稣基督藉着他自己那种的顺服呢，成为一个超级的人。
Because that would essentially nullify the divine nature of Christ.
因为这样的时候呢，我们就会废弃了耶稣基督本身所有的神性。
And if divine nature of Christ were to be nullified and denied, as posited by Arians and Adoptionists,
如果耶稣基督他那个神圣被我们去这样去否定了的时候，好像刚才所讲那种两种的说法，
He would place all Christians at risk of inadvertently falling into the sin of idolatry.
这样做的时候就会使到所有的基督徒呢都是好像拜偶像一样。
If he was just born of the Virgin Mary, not without the Holy Spirit, then he is a mere human being, and later with thisperfect obedience, he how now became, let's say, Super Saiyan in Christ, in Christian.
如果耶稣基督只不过是由童贞女玛利亚所生，而不是由圣灵感应的时候，他生出来可能只不过是一个超人。
But that would place all Christians at risk of falling into an idolatry, because now we are worshiping a created being rather than the divine being forEternally begotten Son.
如果是这样的时候，所有基督徒所崇拜的这一位呢，只不过是一个人，就是成为了他们的偶像。
If you were to affirm Arianism and Adoptionism, regardless of how exalted or excellent that Jesus was, we are worshiping at the end of the day a created person, and that is idolatry.
无论这个耶稣基督会是几咁犀利、几咁超凡都好，但根据这两种的说法呢，我们只不过是崇拜一个受造之物、受造的人。
So please listen carefully. As a result,
作为一个结果，
the ontology or the essence of the Son of God must take precedence over the economy or his working of salvation of the Son in the same way the eternal person of the Son precedes the dual natures of Christ by virtue of eternal generation.
即是说呢，上帝儿子这个本体的论呢，必须优先于这个圣子耶稣基督所谓的经上论。
And I want to conclude our, sorry.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I want to conclude our very, almost like a lecture sermon today, and I'm very sorry about this.
那我们今天要讲到呢，可能好像一个教书这样，不好意思。
I want to be very honest with you guys. I did not have enough time to prepare.
我哋想坦白讲，我未够时间去预备。
So parts of it is from my papers in the seminary. So please forgive me.
咁呢个咧就系其中一部分咧，嚟自我读书嘅一个论文嘅。
But I am available if you'd like to talk about it a little more and for clarifications. I will be available. So, you know, anytime you can and come and talk to me.
But 如果你有任何嘅问题咧，你可以随时嚟问我，咁我都可以去好乐意去帮助你。
But as a conclusion, with all that being said.
但我们讲了这么多东西作为一个总结，
We affirm that any challenge to Jesus being conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary，
我们肯定就是任何要挑战耶稣基督由圣灵感应同埋藉着童贞女玛利亚所生这个讲法的时候，
For example, any challenge to denying any challenge that denies the agency of the Holy Spirit or the physical substance of MaryWould necessarily negate Christ's sinlessness and consequently negate the entire covenant of grace.
即是说呢，如果你任何要否定耶稣基督是藉着圣灵的能力所受孕，同埋藉着童贞女玛利亚所生的时候呢，我们就完全去否定了这个基督无罪的论，同埋呢去否定了耶稣基督这个牺牲他那个有效性。
This confession, when we say and confess with our heart that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and he was born of the Virgin Mary, what we are doing is we are maintaining this essential faith that is unchangeable truth about the nature of God, the Son of God.
当我们去这样作为这个认信，承认耶稣基督是圣灵感应童贞女玛利亚所生的时候，我们去承认了这种这么重要的这个信心是由创世以来已经有。
Sometimes we say, I've talked to one person outside yesterday, and he said, I'm fed up with church because what they do is they teach me doctrines, but they don't really teach me the word of God.
昨天我跟外面的一个人去聊天，他说他不喜欢教会，因为教会只是讲教义，并没有讲神的话语是什么。
But the word of God to us,It's theology.
但对我们来讲，神的话语是神学。
It is a study about God, theologia about the word.
是学习关于神的东西，学习神的话语。
So we can avoid. It's inevitable to maintain that Jesus is the Son of God who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
所以我哋唔能够去躲避呢、这个认信，就系话耶稣基督神嘅儿子，由圣灵感孕，藉住童贞女玛利亚所生呢、这个教义。
But I do want to end with an interesting point.
咁但系我最尾咧，想加一点。
Let's remember in Genesis 2:7 the language that was used at the first creation of account of men.
我哋想睇翻创世纪第二章第七节。当这个世界被神所创造，当人被神造的时候，当中的用语。
When God created everything, yes, it was the power of His word that He used to create all things.
是由神所讲的说话去创造这些一切。
But the creation itself, the creation account itself is also Trinitarian because we see that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the breath was breathed into men and women who were made out of the dust.
神咧系用呢个灵吹一口气，呢个灵咧系进入人嘅鼻嘅里边去创造呢个人。
And this is Genesis 2:7. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living creature.
创世纪第二章第七节，耶和华使用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
There's so many to unpack from this, but one thing is creation itself is a miracle. A dust, something made out of dust, meet something from eternally past and future, holy, the breath of life, and they become together a living creature to glorify God here on earth.
这个是一个神迹，一个由尘土所做的人要由外面有这个灵吹入去他的生命里面，以致这个人能够去活出来的时候能够去荣耀神。
And remember in today's passage,
记得今天的经文，
The same Ruach, the breath, the life of breath, the Spirit of God overshadowed Mary.Who was made of dust from the ground to become second Adam.
这个同样的这个灵在刚才今天的经文里面讲到，同样的圣灵，它的大能是覆庇了玛利亚，以致玛利亚可以能够去有耶稣基督。
We see as if the ten plagues are cancelling orNullifying or going backwards, reforming the order of creation. What we see here in the birth of Jesus and his conception is almost identical account of creation of a perfect Adam. Not the one who has failed, but the one who will uplift the name of God.
在这段经文里面给我们看到，就好像去将创世神造人嗰样嘢再次做出嚟，但系而家呢一个耶稣基督作为第二个亚当，佢系完美嘅，系无罪嘅。
And he was to be named Jesus，
佢被称为耶稣
，the Savior，
系救主。
Who will be called the Son of the Most High and of King His kingdom there will be no end of which Adam failed to achieve。
佢被称为至高者嘅儿子，佢嘅王国将系永无止息，系。亚当做唔到嘅。
This is the Jesus that we believe and confess when we say he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
呢个就系嗰个耶稣基督，我哋认信佢由圣灵感孕，童贞女玛利亚所生。
If you are still in old Adam,
如果你净系仍然喺旧亚当嘅里边
，I pray that you would be able to confess this confession and belief with your heart.
我希望你能够去做这个认信，在你的心里面去相信。
Because God the Father sent the Son for that specific purpose.
因为这个父神将耶稣基督差派下来为了这个目的。
So while you're under the curse of the original sin that Adam failed to do in his selfishness,
当你仍然在因为亚当他自己的自私在这个原罪的里面的时候，
You are now invited into the second Adam who gave up his life for you to restore your meaning of life that God had intended when He created you.
现在我们邀请你来进入这个第二个亚当的里面，他为你献上了他们自己的生命，以致你能够在神的面前。
So my charge for you today is simple.
今天我对你的劝勉是
Come to Jesus before it's too late.
就是说当在太迟以先来到耶稣基督那里。
You know, God is waiting for His people.
神去等待他的子民。
But He will not wait forever.
但他不会永远地等待。
As we know, at the fullness of time that Jesus was sent into time and space and matter, and there were 400 years since the last prophet until the arrival of Christ.
在日期满足的时候，耶稣基督就成为肉身来到这个世界上，就是说在最后一次神启示他的话语之后的400年。
He will return one day.
有一天他会再回来。
The one who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,who is sitting at the right hand of God the Father, will return in His perfect time that we will have to give and face the final judgment.
这个由圣灵感人，由童贞女玛利亚所生，现在坐在神的右边的，有一日他会再回来，当日期满足的时候，我们要站在他的面前，我们要面对审判。
If Jesus came,
当耶稣基督来过，
He will return.
他亦会再回来。
Come to Jesus and do not wait.
不要等待，要来耶稣基督那里。
With your problems, okay.
可以带着你的问题。
With your brokenness, okay.
可以带着你的破碎。
Lay them down at the feet of Christ.
将他们放在耶稣基督的脚前。
Because He says,
因为他说，
My yoke is easy.
我的轭是容易的。
And my burden is light.
我的担子是轻散的。
And take my yoke upon you.
担起我的担子。
And find rest for your souls.
为你的灵去找一个安息。
Remember, real Christians come to church and worship God together, not because they are perfect and figured out all things, but because they are called by Christ as who they are.
基督徒来到教会去敬拜神，不是因为他们是一个完美的人，或者他们很聪明，而是他们被神去呼召来到神的面前。
We come to God with our problems. We come to God with assurance that we will be accepted in Christ and in Christ alone to worship Him and glorify Him.
我们带着我们的问题，我们的破碎来到，因为我们知道神会接纳我们，是在耶稣基督的里面，唯一在耶稣基督的里面。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Lord, you graciously, with your mercy, called your people to you.
主在你的怜悯和恩典的里面去呼召你的子民。
And we believe in Jesus, the only Son of God and our Lord.
我们相信耶稣基督，唯一神的独生子，我们的主。
And we believe that He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.And was born of the Virgin Mary.
我们相信他由圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生。
And we believe that He is sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
我们相信他现在坐在全能父神的右边。
And from there we believe that you will return. You will come to finally judge the living and the dead.
你会再回来，你会去审判活人死人。
Whether it may be intellectually, emotionally, or physically, draw us closer near to you, O God.
让求主你去带领我们去更加靠近你。
We need you every hour.
主，我们每一刻都需要你。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。